everyone. Welcome back to Who's There. I'm your host, Allison. If you're new here, thank you for joining us. This is a podcast where I talk to a new horror fan every week because I hope to destigmatize what it means to be a horror movie fan. Because most of us are just regular people who like the adrenaline rush of being scared for some reason, and here we delve into all of those reasons. This week I got to chat with PJ, the host of the horror movie podcast Wonderful and Strange, about her love for Wes Craven and Ari Aster, why she thinks horror fans handled the pandemic better than non-horror fans, and the story of that one time she saw a ghost. She also tells me the story of when she met horror icon Tom Savini. One last thing before we get into this episode, if you love the show and haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, I'd be so grateful if you could take a second to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to us. Thank you to everyone who's already left us a review. It's so appreciated as it really helps people find us. I think that's it, so let's get into this episode with PJ. Hey, PJ, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for being here. Do you want to start by telling everyone a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, okay. So I am PJ and I'm one half of the Wonderful and Strange podcast, where me and my friend Celia, who's not overly into horror, has she's slowly being converted. So we watch a film a week, have a coffee, have a chat, and sort of review it, and I try and persuade her to like horror films.
That's awesome. So first things first, what's your favorite scary movie?
Oh my God. Oh, there's so many. At the moment, it's probably Midsommar. I think Midsommar at the moment, yeah.
Awesome. Why is that your favorite?
Oh, it's so good. I feel like every time I watch it, I find something else. So it's just, I just love it. Ari Aster, he gets me. He gets me. Yeah. He feels. I love it.
Yeah, no, I love Ari Aster as well. He's very polarizing though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I know a lot of people don't like him, but I love him.
Yeah.
I'll watch anything he does.
I'm looking forward to whatever his next movie is that has come to him while being in quarantine.
Yeah, I think he's due, is it Beau Is Not Afraid or something like that? I think it's got Joaquin Phoenix in it.
Oh, yeah, I think yeah. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. So how did you first fall in love with the horror genre?
It started when I was quite young. So I was probably from about age 11, I think. And it was watching old, sort of classic-ish films with my mum. So she sort of introduced me to the whole genre of horror. So started with Halloween, The Omen, Psycho, all that kind of stuff. And then I've got really vivid memories of going to the video shop and renting Nightmare on Elm Street, like all the Nightmare on Elm Street. So they're like my comfort horror because they sort of remind me of when I was a kid. So
yeah. Awesome.
So
why do you think that people who seem perfectly sane love the horror genre?
I think it's a sort of outlet for people, I think. And I feel like people who enjoy horror, they kind of watch it with that kind of, it could be a lot worse mentality. So people are a lot more chilled out, I think, because they're like, well, that, you know, that could be happening to me. It isn't, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Definitely. Yeah. What would you say is your favorite subgenre in horror?
I'd say my favorite is probably a slasher. I love an 80s slasher. They're like my go-to. You don't really have to think about them.
Yeah.
They're good fun. I love the special effects. Like, special effects are like one of my favorite things. I met Tom Savini once.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, when it was Comic-Con a couple of years ago, and I met him, and he was sat by himself at a table, and I was like, I'm gonna go talk to him, and everyone was like, oh, okay then. So I just basically just ran up to him, and I was like, I'm a massive fan and I really love you and stuff. He was lovely as well, so aww. Yeah, good for him. I was like, yeah, sorry.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Who would you say are your favorite horror directors?
Ari Aster. He's up there. Wes Craven. Like, I'd say he's sort of changed horror most decades that I've experienced, you know, 80s, 90s, even in the 70s with like Last House on the Left and stuff like that. Yeah, I think he's pretty good. And he's got quite a good wide range of stuff as well, which I quite enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a good answer.
Yeah, who else? There's loads. I've recently got into John Carpenter, actually, from doing the podcast, which is weird. Because I watched Halloween at a young age, and I was like, that's great, but I never really watched any more of his stuff. But because we've done the podcast, we've covered quite a few. So we did In the Mouth of Madness was our first episode, because I was trying to sort of get Celia excited about the podcast. So I was like, right, I need to find something that she'll love. And we both watched this, and I was like, oh my God, that's so good. And I was like, why have I not watched any like John Carpenter stuff? So we've kind of gone down a journey with him. So yeah, we're big fans of him as well.
Awesome. So as you mentioned, you host a podcast called Wonderful and Strange, where you talk about downright strange films and try to convince your friend Celia to like them. How did you come up with the idea for this podcast?
It was just sort of something that had been on the back burner in my mind, because I will talk to people about horror till the cows come home, and a lot of people don't want to hear this. So I was like, I need an outlet for this. Maybe a podcast is a good idea. And then like my husband is always saying, oh, you know, you could chat to everybody, you could chat you and then he's like, oh, you and Celia, when you two get together, you're always chatting about all sorts of stuff. And I was like, she's the perfect person. So I was like, how do you feel about this? And she was like, yeah, I'm up for it, definitely. So yeah, and she's enjoyed it, because she was saying, especially in lockdown as well, it's given us something to do.
Yeah,
which is really good. Yeah, so it's kind of given us a purpose of doing something each week and entertaining ourselves by watching films as well. So it's been really good.
Yeah, that's, I also started my podcast during lockdown. So
yeah, it's been an absolute godsend. Something to do.
Yeah, thank goodness for the internet.
I know, right?
Have there been any films that you've shown Celia that she's actually really liked?
Yeah, there's one that she said that she really liked, which really surprised me, and it was Old Boy.
I've never seen it. What's it about?
It's so good. I don't want to give it away because there's quite a lot of twists and turns in it, but basically the premise is that there's a guy who gets kidnapped and imprisoned for 15 years, but then he gets released, and then he kind of goes on this journey to get revenge on these people who imprisoned him. But then there's like a really big sort of question of why he was released when he was released. But that's all I'm going to say. But yeah, it's really good. It's really good, yeah. Definitely worth watch, yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, she loved it. She was like, because I sort of said to her, I sort of check in on her every now and again, and I'm like, how are you enjoying it? And so she's like, yeah, it's great. And I was like, what's your favourite that you've done? And she was like, I think it's Old Boy. And I was like, really? Out of everything? And she was like, yeah. She was like, I really liked it. Because she says that she's got quite a short attention span. So if a film doesn't grab her immediately, she's like, oh, my mind just wanders and stuff. But she was like, that kept me at the edge of the seat, and I loved it. Yeah. So
awesome. What movies are you planning on showing her in the future for the podcast?
Well, we're building up to episode 100, where she's going to watch Saw, because
oh God,
she said at the start, she was like, I will never watch Saw. It's hard limit, hard no, I'm not doing it. And then one of the, I can't remember what episode it was, but there was an episode where we were chatting, and she was like, I could probably watch it, I think it'd be all right. And I was like, right, you've said it now. So I was like, episode 100, we're gonna do Saw. So she's like, oh God, really? I think she'll be all right. It's not as bad as you think. I think the later sequels are worse.
Yeah, I saw the first one in theaters and it scarred me, so I didn't watch any of the others. And then before Spiral came out, I rewatched the first one, and it wasn't as bad as I remembered. But I think because I kind of remembered the traps, so I kind of knew what was coming. I think the traps in Spiral were worse than the ones in Saw.
I've not seen Spiral yet.
I'm of the really unpopular opinion that I liked it, I know a lot of people have actually been commenting on my Instagram post about it, that it's the worst movie in the series.
Which,
thank you for taking the time out of your day to say that. But I don't like, I liked it. I think I liked it maybe because it's not like a traditional Saw movie, but I also haven't seen the other seven. So
this is the thing. I think I have seen them, but they all sort of blend into one for me. I can't distinguish them from each other apart from the first one, because like the first one's different, you know. But I think they've tried to do something different with this, which I appreciate. I think that's like fair play to them. But I have heard quite polarizing views. Yeah. But I'll give it a watch. I'll watch it.
Yeah, why not?
You're fine.
So you're in the UK, where I know that they had really strict lockdowns, and an article came out last year that said that horror movie fans were handling lockdown better than non-horror movie fans. So why do you think that was?
I can imagine that, because the people that I've sort of spoken to have been like, oh, I don't have to go outside, I will watch a horror film instead. It all works, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think it has given people, it's given people a sort of chance to reevaluate their lives, I think, and maybe think, I can actually slow down a bit and it's not a bad thing. So I think it's benefited.
Yeah.
Horror people, just stay in, watch Jobab, it's fine.
Did you watch any pandemic horror movies during the pandemic last year?
Not specific ones, no. I avoided
too
those.
Close. Too close.
It was too close to home. I think the closest thing I probably watched was The Lighthouse, which is kind of two guys on their own in a lighthouse slowly sort of losing the marbles. But that was the closest.
You didn't want to like throw on 28 Days Later?
No. No. I thought about it, but then I was like, no, I feel like that's too, it's too real. I don't need that right now.
I love that movie so much. That's probably my favorite zombie movie.
It's so good. The opening sequence of that is amazing.
I listened to a podcast talk about it yesterday, and they said that they shut down the streets in London at 4 a.m. every morning for an hour to get their shots.
So I heard that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But then it's funny, because when lockdown happened, because I worked through lockdown, so like I didn't get furloughed or anything, so I was working. But going to and from work, it was like that, because there was just nobody about, and I was just like, this is really strange.
Yeah.
It's so weird. But I can see, I can see the sort of similarities, but I was like, no, it's too close to home. I can't watch that yet.
No, I understand.
Maybe later.
So how do you decide what horror movie to watch when you're looking for a new horror movie to watch or a rewatch?
To be honest, it's normally trawling through Netflix or Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, there's some gold on there that I have never, like the stuff that I've never even heard of. There's what did I watch on there? I think it's called Starry Eyes.
Oh yeah, recent guests, it's one of her favorite movies.
Yeah, it's so good, and I'd never have even heard of it, but I just happened to come across it on Amazon. It's great. There's all sorts of stuff on there.
What is it about? Because the cover has always been what's pushed me away from it.
It's a woman who, she's sort of trying to become an actress, and it's kind of, the first half of it is almost like a sort of commentary about Hollywood and how actresses have to behave and the things they have to do to get roles and stuff. And that bit's really interesting, but then it kind of goes down a witchy turn.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's not one that I'd have picked, but I loved it. What else have I found on there? House of the Devil. I'd never heard of that before. Love that as well. That's great. Because it's got that kind of 80s aesthetic to it. And it's great. And I loved it. And I was like, I've never even heard of this. Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All sorts. You can't beat a streaming service.
Oh, I know. I know. Do you have any physical media still? Like, do you ever buy DVDs or Blu-rays or anything?
I've still got some, yeah, but not as much as I used to do.
Yeah.
It's more the sort of core sort of favorite films I've got, you know.
Yeah.
Like Nightmare on Elm Street box set, I've got that. and sort of maybe some stuff that I maybe couldn't find on streaming and stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Are there any horror movies that you won't watch or that you won't ever watch again?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like I'd probably watch everything. I'd give it a go once and see.
Okay.
That being said, I tried to watch, what's it called? A Serbian film. I tried to watch that and I got about 15 minutes in it and I was like, nah, I'm not enjoying this. Turn it off.
I have read some of the plot points for that, and one of my friends recently found it, and you can rent it on Fandango, and he watched it and he was like, yeah, that was messed up.
I don't understand the point of it. I feel like whoever directed it has said it's political, which it might be, but I don't understand that area of politics in Serbia or whatever. So I don't understand that bit. So I was like, well, I don't see this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I might give it a go, but I think it was at the time I was just like, no, I'm not ready for this. I think I'm going to turn it off. But
yeah,
I tend to sort of watch everything and give it a go once. I'm not easily scared, I don't think. So I tend to sort of, especially now with doing the podcast, I watch things quite critically, so it doesn't sort of affect me as much, if you know what I mean. So
So are you a skeptic? Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, I feel like I might have seen one when I was a kid.
Oh, tell that story.
So I was probably about 7 years old, and I was at my friend's house and we were sat on her stairs just chatting, as you do, and I saw a little blonde-haired boy run from the bathroom to like one of the rooms, and he sort of leaned over the banister and then ran away. And then I sort of said, oh, is James in? Because her little brother was sort of similar looking, you know. And I said, oh, I've just seen James. And she was like, James isn't here. James stayed at a friend's last night. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, just seen a little boy running across your hall. So, yeah.
What was her response?
She just sort of looked at me and was like, I think she thought I was like sort of telling fibs to freak her out. And I was like, no, I actually did see a little boy.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of closest I've got. So I'm not ruling it out.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm not like a full believer, but I'm not ruling it out. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Have you ever been to any haunted spots in England?
Yes, I have. Well, in Scotland, I've been to one in Scotland. There's a place called Mary King's Close, and it's like it's under Edinburgh, so it's like the old city of Edinburgh, basically.
Oh, cool.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go sort of underground, and there's all the old sort of houses and stuff.
Yep.
And the old streets, and then there's like a bit that you go in, and there's a little girl apparently lives there, and if she takes shining to something, like if you've got a scarf on that she likes or something, she'll like tug at it apparently to say that she wants it, and like people leave her gifts and stuff there.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't see her though. She didn't try and take any of my stuff.
Oh. That sounds similar to not the ghost, but the city underground sounds similar to Krakow, Poland, and Seattle, Washington in the United States.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I've still never been able to go to Edinburgh. I have to get there at some point.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's lovely.
Yeah.
There's loads of like tours like that you can do. That's just like one of them, but yeah, there's loads.
That's awesome.
It's really strange that there's basically a whole city underneath.
I know.
The city. Yeah. It's crazy. So I love it. It's great.
Back when we were all packing into movie theaters, did you ever have any noteworthy experiences seeing a horror movie in theaters?
Well, it's been a long time. I can't remember the most favorite one that I went to go see was probably the Evil Dead remake. I was so excited for that coming out. I went like loads of times to go see that. That was great. It was Texas Chainsaw 3D, I think. I think it's that one. It's the one with Alexandra Daddario in it.
Okay.
As the main person. So I went to go see that because I was like, oh, new Texas Chainsaw, that'll be quite exciting. And it's all like, you know, 3D, there's stuff flying at you and stuff. And I was like, it's all right, it's fine. And then it got to the point where at the end, she throws the chainsaw at Leatherface and then says, do your thing, cuz. And I literally was like, what the fuck? And then there's probably about 6 or 7 people. It was really quiet because it was like a midnight showing. But my filter just failed. And I was like, what is this? What is going on? And everyone sort of looked at me and I was like, oops. And I was like, come on, that's terrible. That line is the worst. And, yeah. And I was like, I literally was so close to just getting up and leaving. I was like, no, I can't.
I didn't see that one. I've only seen the original. So.
It's not good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Is it the fourth one? The fourth one's got Matthew McConaughey in it.
Oh.
And Renee Zellweger.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. That's a weird one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's all right. It's weird. It's strange. It's just Matthew McConaughey being very odd. It's worth a watch.
Yeah. So what horror movies are you most looking forward to seeing in 2021?
Ooh, Candyman, definitely.
Yeah.
That looks amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. What else? New Scream. New Scream's coming out.
That's 2022.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to wait more.
Oh, no. Good. What else? There's loads because they all sort of got moved.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know when they're coming out, but Candyman, definitely.
Yeah.
Probably, what else? Morbius. I'm quite looking forward to Morbius as well.
I haven't heard of that one.
It's not really a horror. It's more of a superhero horror-y one, but it's about a guy. It's a scientist who tries to cure like a disease he's got, and he ends up turning himself into a vampire.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, vampires are horror-related, so.
Yeah, it's horror-adjacent.
Yeah. So,
yeah, we'll go with that. What else? Quiet Place 2. I'm quite intrigued by that. That looks quite good.
It was really good. I saw it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I'm really behind. I've not been yet.
Are cinemas open again yet in England?
Yeah, they've only been open probably 2 or 3 weeks. So yeah, it's not been, it's really recent. So
yeah. Nice.
It's weird. It's strange, like, it's strange being allowed to do stuff. I don't know what to do.
So are there any movies that you love that people generally don't like, or do you hold any unpopular horror movie opinions?
I quite like Halloween 3.
Okay.
And I feel like people don't like that. I think if you're going to watch that one, you need to just watch it as its own thing.
Okay.
And then you'll enjoy it, but not sort of, because it's nothing to do with Michael Myers. It's nothing to do with that. It's just its own thing. It's great. It's Tom Atkins. He's great. I love it. Yeah, awesome. It's good fun. Probably a popular or an unpopular opinion that I have is I don't like the Blair Witch Project.
Those are fighting words.
I know. It's awful. I tried. I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is, but I just don't like it.
Oh, all right. I won't report you.
I know. Yeah. It's terrible. We reviewed it on the podcast and I was like, I'm going to watch it again. I'm going to be neutral. And I was like, no, I can't. I hate it. It's awful.
I never found it scary, but I like it for what it is.
I can appreciate it. I can appreciate it because it did sort of start off the whole found footage thing, and it did sort of it did a lot for horror, and I totally appreciate that. But I just don't like it. Just don't enjoy it.
Yeah, that's
It's
fine.
yeah. Yeah, it put me off found footage for a while. But I've come back around to it now, so it's fine.
Good. What brought you back around? Which movie?
What have I seen? Probably Wreck.
Everyone talks about that. I've yet to see it, but it's on
It's
my
really
list.
good. Yeah, it is really good. Probably Wreck, and what else? What was the other one? Hell House LLC. That's
Oh,
good.
I love that
It's
one.
really good.
So creepy.
That flipping clown.
Oh, fuck that
Oh,
clown.
it's horrible.
Oh, God. I would have been out of there on the first night.
I would not have. I just wouldn't have stayed there.
Yeah.
No. I'd have slept in that little van
Yeah.
outside.
I would have slept on the ground outside, just
Yeah,
not in that house.
anywhere apart from that damn hotel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, that hotel thing is an actual horror attraction.
Yeah,
The actual
it
room is a
is.
horror attraction, yeah, which I thought was cool. I was like, I'd never go there. Definitely not. It's too creepy.
If you could remake one horror movie, which one would it be?
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's a good question. I don't know. Let me think. I'd quite like to see a They Live remake
I
with
think someone
like,
else has said that recently too.
yeah, with maybe like somebody more like a more recent wrestler or something like Chris Jericho in it or something. I think that would be quite funny.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that would be good. What else? Let me think. There's a lot, there's so many that you could do that it would be interesting to see. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing maybe like some remakes of like some old like Giallo films and stuff. You know, like they did remake Suspiria recently, didn't
Yeah.
they? Maybe do like Tenebrae or something. I love Tenebrae, it's great.
Okay, I haven't seen it, but
Oh, the theme tune alone is amazing. I love
awesome.
it. It's so good. Yeah, there's loads. I can't even, yeah. I think,
Cool.
yeah, I'll stick with They Live. I think
Okay.
that's a good one, yeah. I love
Definitely.
They Live, it's amazing.
I'll have to put that on my list too.
Oh, it's so good. It's
Yeah.
really fun. There's like a 5 minute fight sequence in it. It's great. I don't know if I don't know if it was inspired, but it's very Family Guy when he's fighting that chicken for like hours and hours on end. And I don't know if they've got it from that, but it really reminded me of that. And
I'll
it's funny. It's
have
great.
to Google that.
Yeah, it's
Okay, my
good.
last question is, if you had to spend quarantine with one horror villain, who would it be?
Freddy Krueger.
How come?
Definitely. He's oddly charming and he's sassy and I love it.
Awesome.
I think he'd be good. You couldn't spend it with like Jason or Michael Myers because they wouldn't speak to you. So you'd just be sat in silence with them. So at least he could chat to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He's good fun, yeah. I love Robert Englund. He's great.
Yeah.
He's good fun.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for doing
Yeah.
this. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and your podcast on the internet?
Yeah, so we're Wonderful and Strange, and we're available on Spreaker and iTunes, Spotify, just wherever your podcasts live, basically. That's where we are. We are on Facebook at Wonderful and Strange, and we're on Twitter as well, which is at WNS Horror Pod. So I'm quite active on there. So I tend to sort of chat to people on there and comment on everything.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Yeah, have a good one. That's it for this week's episode of Who's There. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with PJ, and thanks again to PJ for coming on. I'll leave links to all of her socials in the show notes. Again, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a review on iTunes, and you can follow us on Twitter at Who's There Pod. We're on Instagram at Who's There Podcast, or if you have any questions, comments, concerns, horror movie recommendations, or you'd like to be a guest, shoot us an email at hello@whostherepodcast.com. Until next time, stay scary and get vaccinated.